about your favorite genre of music? Is it jazz, rock, pop, ballad, salsa, classic music? Wow. Throughout our history, musicians have stood out for their creativity and courage in expressing their feelings through melodies. In fact, it has been proven that women are more attracted to musicians because of their creativity, a quality that was formerly associated with survival. For evolutionary reasons, musicians have something that attracts. Oh, but not only musicians. Music in general also has a great value for us as humans, especially for each one of us. That's why we all like some kind of music, because we all have what we call musical memory. Hasn't it happened to you that you hear a song and it brings to your mind a memory, either of a situation or an emotion that you experienced at a moment of your life? Well, this is related to the fact that we react to music with emotions, and our brain will use these songs to which we respond emotionally to keep that memory associated with the song intact. This has been proven in early people with Alzheimer's, who have been given music memory tests, and most of them score similar to a healthy elderly person. This shows that people can recall a memory from 60 years ago through a song. So, a quick tip, if you want to remember a moment for a long time, accompany with music. And if it really is important to you, you will probably remember it for the rest of your life. In addition to this, if you want to memorize something easily and quickly, do it with a song. For example, if you go to the store and you constantly forget the list of things that you have to buy, try to make them into a song. Like, you need cheese, crackers, bread, tomatoes, apples, tortillas, pineapple and rice. Try to memorize it. Did you succeed? If not, try to make it a song with the things on the list. It's funny, I know, but it works. And this is because our brain is constantly looking for patterns. That's why sometimes you think you hear a word in a melody when the word was another one. And it's not a big deal, because all of our brains can perceive differently. It's just our brain trying to put order. However, not everything can be put in order. In fact, music incites the formulation of expectations. This is called musical expectations, which is basically what we expect from music, from different rhythms and melodies. The creation of expectations is also a crucial aspect for the musical experience. Listeners begin to establish hypotheses about the continuation as soon as the first note sounds. And even before, since the listening context usually offers enough clues to foresee some aspects. And the fulfillment or frustration of these predictions will largely depend on our evolution of what we hear. To go more in depth in the understanding of musical expectations, let's take a look at Leonard B. Mayer's and the theory of expectations. Mayer's thesis is that on one hand, music plays on expectations created during a process of musical enculturation. Compositions violate culturally codified norms that we have learned throughout our lives and as listeners within a tradition, but it also depends on what he calls human modes of perceptions, cognition and response. This is on the psychological laws of mental life. So every time we listen to a song, we have expectations of it. We expect the rhythm to be different and have different elements. Musicians play with our expectations, and that is why they create such unique songs, because they try to give us the surprise we are waiting for. And this is possible because throughout history, music has been like a laboratory for the brain. There it allows the brain to listen and create new things. That is why there are so many types of music. Each one is unique and different. So it's logical to infer that there will be some of these genres that we don't like that much. Remember at the beginning when I asked you what was your favorite music, like type of music? Well, now I ask you, what is your least favorite genre of music? If you already have it, let me tell you that there's a chance that after you listen to this genre, you will end up loving it. How? Well, a great musician named Sting described music as a puzzle. He said that if there is some kind of music that we don't like, it's probably because we haven't figured it out. We haven't been able to put the puzzle together. However, the more complicated it is to put it together, the more you will end up loving it and enjoying it. and, well, understanding it, you know? So in other words, you may not like it at the end, but you will understand what the artist is trying to communicate. In this way, you'll see why other people's taste is different from yours and why they like it. So it's just a matter of putting the puzzle together. Listening to and making music is a great exercise for our whole brain. I mean, every single part of it. When listening to music, our brain processes each note, each rhythm, and melody separately. This consists of understanding each element, which finally allows us to interpret those stimuli like music. The work behind it is extraordinary because if it wasn't for this process, we would not be able to understand music. On the other hand, when we make music, our corpus callosum, whose main function is to create a lasting and affecting connection between the right and left hemispheres, is strengthened and grows. This growth causes messages between the hemispheres of the brain to be sent more quickly, which will allow those who play music to solve problems more effectively and with creativity. Not to mention that these individuals have a better memory, if you can say, because they store and retrieve memories much more effectively for the same reason. In addition, musicians have shown to develop superior planning and strategizing skills, generally in the conceptual, emotional, and listening aspects. Oh, but what about those who are learning to play a musical instrument? Neuroscientists have shown that the benefits of this action learning to play an instrument are greater than those of any kind of sport or even other arts, since this learning process works the whole brain. So the greatest benefit of all this work done by the brain is the increased general intelligence that learning to play an instrument can bring to an individual. Children who take this action of playing an instrument can increase their IQ by as much as 7 points. Additionally, this group of children tends to develop a superior attention system and do it in less time than the rest of the kids. So, well, to close this chapter, let's talk about what it is believed to be the evolutionary purpose of music and how this could help us to create social relationships. This lies in the fact that when we sing or share music with another person, certain hormones are released. This will make us feel more intimate. It also creates an atmosphere of trust with those people because of the hormones as well. Since music has become how you can put a large number of people together and do it in a friendly way. This because, among other things, like hormones, I already mentioned them, we all react with the same emotions to certain type of songs. So there is a type of music that we all associate with certain occasions, social events. For example, we have religious music, party music, protest, chants. So, about the latter, I would like to share a fun fact, because people in this type of movement, social protest, chant significantly phrases in a repetitive way. And this is because we think that the more we repeat something, the closer it will be to becoming true. Because we all believe that the artist of whoever or whoever that said it first for the first time, yeah, they believe in it. So we start to believe that the thing that we're chanted is possible. We just keep faith in it. The fact that we are simply reacting to this music in an emotional way will create a bond not only to the song, but also to the person we are socializing with. And that explains the intense atmosphere that develops at social protest, or just protest in general. Yeah, so finally, I hope this helps us to raise awareness of those simple things that we can do to help our brain and functioning. Music is a mystery that we have yet to discover, but let's use what we know, what we already know, to our advantage, to contribute to our construction as people, to those around us, and to our society. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.